Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Okay, this is a huge time of the year. We are doing the all decade team, the who I feel is the best team, best group of players to come through a program in the last decade. And joining me here, I have Mick Network's very own Logan Hunt. Logan, thank you. You've been very gracious to allow me into your studio here. I really appreciate that, man. How you doing?
I'm good. And thank you for coming along. Let's get this thing started.
Let's get this thing started, Logan. And really, you know, when I look back on the decade, so many great players have come through. Of course, we all know about guys like David Bell, Ramir Elliott last year as well, McKelty Williams earlier in the decade years ago. But there have been so many great players to come through, and really right now as we close on 2019 and move forward to 2020, I feel like it's necessary for me to do a show to where I give props and look back at guys that came before a lot of guys on the team now. And also, we have a lot of guys on this current team on the roster here that I feel like were worthy enough of being on all-time, all-decade team for this past 2010 to 2019.
Absolutely. And when you think about Warren football, a lot of times you think of Dexter Taylor, Desmond Tardy, mm-hmm. Darren Evans,
yes.
Jeremy Finch. I mean,
yes.
Those are maybe the first four names, excluding Jeff George, that come to mind right away.
Absolutely. In the modern era of high school football, Warren Central, yes, those are
exactly.
Definitely the Mount Rushmore.
Exactly. But now we're talking about this decade. So
correct.
There are going to be some guys on there that maybe you haven't seen on some other list that, mm-hmm. that are going to actually get some congratulations and some recognition that
yes.
they rightfully deserve.
Yes. And a lot of these guys from 8-9 years ago, some people may have forgotten, which is sad, but you know what? Me, True Word Football, I don't forget.
We know you don't forget.
So let's get this thing started. You know, for a team to be successful, it all starts in one area, all right? And that area is the trenches. You got to go to the mud, the trenches get down deep and dirty. And I really hate that a lot of times nowadays we don't play on grass fields and stuff, so our players don't really get to feel the mud and the elements in the games. But that all terminology stays the same. And I want to start off with the offensive linemen who I feel like were the best offensive linemen from this decade. And instead of choosing just five, I really didn't want to limit it to that because we've had so many greats. Offensive linemen come through this decade, and as you see, as we put up here on the picture, this group of guys right here, from Jake Wellman, who was on this year's team, all the way to Kiero Holtz, that was the senior, went to North Carolina on the 2010 team. You know, so many great players through there. Deshaun Bond ended up having a tremendous career. Started a year for the Colts. Did fantastic things for them at Cincinnati when he was there. Dwayne Trotter Brown recently graduated, was a starter at Eastern Michigan and at Bethune-Cookman, a great player right there. And then you go on, you have a guy like Zach Ransdale Sanders, who was one of the best offensive linemen, really stepped up when another guy that was on the list, Justin Britt, went down with a terrible injury during his senior season, and really just helped guide Zach to being the great offensive lineman that he ended up needing to be for our team last year.
Right.
And so, you know, you have guys like that. Michael Tolliver, another great one from the early 2010-2011 season, as well as Antonio Freeman, was another great player for us. It's a two-time All-Mixed selection. And then a guy that gets overlooked a lot of times, Trey Akers. And for people that don't know who Trey Akers was a starting offensive lineman, starting center on the 2013 state championship team. And he did that, I believe, as a sophomore. Just absolutely incredible. I think him and Jason Ayebuwaga are probably the two guys that can probably say that they started a state championship game as a sophomore in Warren Central history. Just phenomenal individual right there. He went on to have a great career at Franklin. Another guy I really like on here, he's known as Duder, okay? And I knew him as this duder for a while. It wasn't until after he was getting ready to, after season was over and really he was getting ready to be done with high school. I was like, what is your real name? Why does everybody keep calling you duder? But Demarie Andrews was a fantastic player for us as well. Another great, and when you think about it, that last year's 2018 team has what? Justin Britt, Duder, of course, Zach Ransdale, and Jake Willman. That's four offensive linemen just from last year's team that made the all decade. So that just goes to show you how strong of a team last year's team was.
Well, absolutely. I mean, a team that goes undefeated and is blowing out its opponents
very
each and
dominant,
every week
very dominant,
the regular season.
Very dominant, yes.
Yeah, I mean, some people don't understand just how dominant that team was. And you had someone like David Bell, Ramir Elliott, Jaden George leading the offense. The defense did its job as well. I said, like, last year's team is an all-decade team. I mean, that's a team that when you look back, you go, yeah, that Warren Central team could have played anybody.
And I thought about this closing out the decade. You know, I think about some of the best teams, and you and I have been around a lot of football from this past decade, and I think of the top five teams in 5A, 6A from the decade. I have to consider the 2018 Warren team the best out of all the teams from the decade. Just about everything that they did. Defensively, they were stout. Offensively, they were juggernauts. Special teams, we did some great things as well. Then next will probably be 2017 Ben Davis, 2011 Carmel team, and our 2011 Carmel, our 2011 Warren team that lost to Carmel in the sectional championship game. And as I think about the 2011 team, that offensive line has one, two, what is it, and a third and a fourth player on there as well. So right there, two of our best teams from the decade have eight offensive linemen on this list. That's crazy.
I mean, but that, like you said, that's where it all starts.
Yes.
Battle in the trenches, and that's what distinguishes your good teams from your great teams.
Yes, and if you cannot control the offensive line or you cannot control the line of scrimmage, you're not going to be very successful. And unfortunately, that was something that we struggled with a lot this season. But hopefully, you know, we get back to our ways. I like the classes coming in. We'll talk about that in a future episode. We're talking about now. So let's see here. On to the other side of the trenches. And everybody knows my love and affinity for the defense. And you cannot talk about Warren Central having a great team in the trenches, especially without talking about Sheldon Day. I mean, I rated him as one of the top 10 best players in school history. And I don't know what more to say. His two years this decade, 2010, 2011, is still probably the best defensive line season anybody's ever had. Those two seasons right there, just incredible. Then you bring in a guy like Chris Harley, who had a great career at Virginia Tech in Western Illinois. Anthony Wimbush, who went on to have a stellar career at Ball State. Darnell Smith is doing some great things right now. FS1, speak for yourself. What's up, Darnell? Shout out to you, my man. And, Josh Posley, another great guy, another great defensive end who also had a fantastic career at Ball State. I've had him on the show a couple times. Those guys right there are just absolutely incredible. And then rounding out the list, Ron Gill, Caleb Thompson, the huge goal line stop last year. This huge plays. And when I think about, like, do we really need more guys in the middle? Yes, because I need those two guys right there. You make plays like that, you make career-defining moments like this, I had to put you on the list. Mm-hmm. Absolutely had to put you on the list. And then rounding it out, Max Hernandez and Trent Taylor. I've talked about Max, what he's done in the program during his time here. Just an outstanding all-around kicker. Had a huge moment as a sophomore for us. Had a huge moments as a junior, and then even bigger moments walking off the field as a state champion as a senior. And the run that he went on, that's absolutely phenomenal. It was great, his career, what he did. And right there, I can't really think of a better group of defense. Oh, and I cannot believe I almost got this guy, Marquise Cross. Marquise Cross,
yep.
A fantastic season that he had for the team this year and last year. Just when you needed a big play and a big moment, he was right there beginning game of the season, huge sack against Center Grove, calls a fumble, end up winning the game for us. More big plays against Lawrence North later in the year. It's really a guy, every game, opponents made sure that they double-teamed him. You know, he's being held, jerseys being ripped off of him, stuff like that. He was a man on a mission every single game, and he, you know, one of the best defensive linemen of the last 5 years, really.
Oh, for sure. I mean, he was the guy that, like you said, everyone had the double team on. Mm-hmm. That's who they were looking to on the defensive line this year. And he still came up in big moments against Center Grove, against Lawrence North.
Yes.
I mean, he still was the guy that made the play, that made the strip sack, that mm-hmm. made the tackle for loss. Whatever it was, Marquise Cross was always in on it.
Yeah, huge shout out to Coach Clark for really coaching and building up a lot of the guys on this list here. I believe just about every single one of these guys is a Coach Clark guy, which has said something because he's left for a few years and came back. But just the heart and soul of the defensive line play from this past decade is right here. I there's some guys I want to put on, but when I thought about what these guys I have on the list brought that those other guys didn't, everything worked out the way it is. So congrats to those guys on both sides of the line of scrimmage for the offensive linemen and the defensive linemen.
And you talk about the battle being one of the trenches on the offense and defensive side. Mm-hmm. When you go back to that 2012 team,
yes.
that might have been the best defensive team of the decade for
yes.
Warren Central. Even though offensively they didn't move the ball as well as, you know, some Warrior fans would
yes.
have liked. But defensively, when you look at the names on this list, mm-hmm. they were a part of that.
Yeah, it's crazy because I talked to Coach Mann, defensive coordinator now, about it. And we were talking about, you know, teams of the decade and Warren Central history. And he was like, man, how do you have – because I rated that team as a whole low – because, you know, they had some moments. We had the great moment against Carmel in the opening round of the sectional. But
besides Raymond Epps game.
The Raymond Epps game. We'll talk more about that a little bit later here. But, you know, I talked about it, and he's like, man, you know what? I don't understand how you guys just weren't getting it done. Because I'm watching you guys on film, and every play, you guys were, like, all over the place. So I'm like, oh, my God. Like, and I was breaking down him, and he was at LC at the time. This is before they came to Warren Central. So he was game planning against us while we're going through this. And he's seeing all of us. He's like, man, there was a game you guys were down. You guys were up 5-0 at Center Grove with like 8 minutes to go in the game. The 3-0 against Ben Davis and stuff like that. It's like, I don't – like that defense right there was just unholy. And it's like when I think of that team and like the defensive players really like – I mean. I probably have five players, yeah, easily five players that were a part of that defense that are on this list right now, maybe more, really, but that defense was just incredible that year. They led to a lot of success that we would have in 2013, so, you know, it's very incredible. We've been blessed on the defensive end, not just this decade, but for a long time. You know, I've always said Warren Central's defensive history is better than any other program anywhere else. I'll go to bat with that over anybody.
I know even before you got the actual blood belt, the turnover belt, mm-hmm. I remember getting the red belts. I remember seeing guys.
Yes.
I mean, it was coveted to have
yes.
a red belt and walking around school with that, and that was something I think that helped the tradition of the defense here.
It just showed that you were seen as a leader, a guy that could be counted on in those big moments and key plays in the game, because, you know, you're going out there for blood. You're a starter on our defense. Defense is the first line of defense. You know, if we want to go out there and be successful, offense can score as many points as they want. If the defense isn't holding up their end, what's it all for?
Exactly. You know?
So, you know, that's that. But I've talked about the blood belts a lot. Let's get to what people always love, our offense, you know, chicks love scores, chicks love points and stuff like that. And these guys right here, flipping over to the offensive weapon guys, of course, Jaden George at quarterback, I think, is probably the best quarterback of the last decade, followed by Kyle Fonts, Jeff George Jr., his brother, and Zach Sumire. Sumire is a guy that didn't make my cut on the top 50 list, but when I look back on it, it's like, man, I wish I could have 50 plus one. Because he was definitely a really good guy. threw the ball perfectly, like all over the field. And when I think about him, I think about his fantastic, fantastic late game against, I think it was St. X, deep Hail Mary, played David Bell, and the touchdown that caused and all the commotion and drama that caused for those guys over there in Cincinnati. And this had a terrific 2016 season for us. And he's just phenomenal quarterback, phenomenal player for us, doing some great things in the military now. So congrats to you four, Zach as well. You guys were definitely some of the four best quarterbacks of this decade. So congrats.
And I think kind of a common denominator with all four of those guys is we saw them multiple seasons as well. They weren't just, you know, a guy that came in for 1 year and got the job. I mean, Jeff George Jr. appeared a little bit his junior year in that 2012 year for a little bit here and there, but really got to start his senior year when they won state. But Jaden George, Kyle Fonts, Zach Sumar, we saw for multiple years.
Yeah. Well, Kyle Fonts had the 1 year, but he was special. He was a transfer in guy, but you are correct there. Most of these guys did have a season or two under their belts. I really like it when guys are able to get the opportunity to come back and continue to grow in our system. And it just shows, like, every time that happens, something special happens, either their junior year or their senior year. So hopefully moving forward here, we have a couple of guys competing moving forward. Some young guys at that, they're able to compete and win the starting quarterback position. Oh, man, I get anxious, man. I have to change my pants here in a moment here if I get too anxious. But, no, it's really great that all those guys were able to come back and do some things because, you know, Jaden George, number one, Jeff George, junior end of season, number one, Zach Sumire had number one ranked throughout most of the year. So it's like when you're able to have a quarterback come back and really continue to grow and develop in the system and be a true leader to your team, your team's going to have a lot of success. And these guys right here all had success right here.
Exactly. And all those guys, I mean, just caught, I see they were gunslingers.
Yes.
They could pinpoint the pass. Yes. And real quick on Sumire as well, he was a guy that had to embrace a new look of Warren Central. Mm-hmm. When Coach Moyers came in, it kind of changed it up. And all of a sudden, Warren Central looked like Oregon out there.
Yes.
You know, they got guys in motion, and they're spreading the field out. They're not running with the fullback anymore. I mean, he had to help bring that in, and he had to help kind of change the culture at Warren Central offensively.
Absolutely. And he just did so – he basically laid the blueprint for what Jaden George would come in and really take off to the next level with moving forward. So it's an outstanding signal caller, outstanding, and threw the ball a mile, man. It's absolutely fantastic. So moving on here, wide receivers, everybody knows about number four, so I don't think do we really need to talk about David Bell. Like, do I really need to talk about the Purdue Big Ten freshman player of the year much? I don't think I do. Okay.
Should have been Mr. Football. We'll leave that one. We'll let that one rest. But
what did that guy from North? You know what? I'm going to let that one rest. Kevin Davis, a tremendous player, ended up going to IU, was an all-mixed selection. He played 2010, 2011. It's an all-around fantastic guy. DeMarcus Brown and Derek Allen from this year's team. Really, I feel like if this offensive core of wide receivers that we had with Eli Price as well, my God, if Jaden George would have been a junior last year and coming into a senior, But you know what? Kobe Moore did some fantastic things, and the offense was able to excel and succeed at some points. But DeMarcus Brown and Derek Allen were two phenomenally talented wide receivers to really close out the decade with. They did some great things. Derek had a bunch of huge catches and touchdowns against Center Grove, Ben Davis. We all know about DeMarcus and what he did for the team this year as well. Shaquille Tinsley is a guy I feel like it's forgotten about too often. Unfortunately, he had the 1 year in 2010, but that season, man, whew, he was a slot receiver, but he could go and he go up and get it with the best of them.
Yep.
Absolutely. Had a huge touchdown, which really was a game-sealing touchdown against Coralmo in the 2010 regular season matchup against those guys. That's an absolutely phenomenal wide receiver for us right there. And you brought up this guy, Raymond Epps. Like, folks, if you weren't there in 2012 to see what Raymond Epps did, just think of, like, baby T.O., Calvin Johnson in his prime.
Absolutely.
Julio, he had all the gifts and talents. And if he hadn't gotten hurt in the third or fourth game of the season against Ben Davis,
yep,
and missed the entire regular season from there and didn't come back until the first game of the playoffs, I think this season goes a completely different way.
Oh,
but
sure,
when he stepped on that field and he just showed out. And
it was unguardable.
Man, 200 yards receiving in his first game back, that's absolutely incredible. Did some fantastic things, went on to be a great talent at Arizona State and SMU. Got two degrees from both places, so congrats to him, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, a lot of these guys are guys that current players right now, they wouldn't technically know about, but once again, I don't forget. I don't forget, man.
You can't forget the comeback game.
No, man.
I can't stress that enough, what he did against Carm. I mean, this is a Warren Central team that wasn't a typical powerhouse team that you had. A great defense, but teams were overlooking Warren Central completely. And then Raymond Epps came back, and all of a sudden we were going to overtime, and Raymond Epps was just grabbing over the safety, the corner. It didn't matter who you put on him.
Scored the game winner in triple overtime. Just absolutely outstanding player. I mean, that was, like you said, we were on the road at Carmel, a place that we had struggled for years to win at. Still struggle, as you see from this year's results. Going up against a team that beat us at their place the year previous in the sectional championship. So this is the first playoff game that we've had since that moment. They're defending state champions. They're number one team in the state. We're 4-5. We get down 14-0. We have no business winning this game. We have no business even being. We are as good as our defense was. That was the first time we had given up a opening possession touchdown to anybody all year. And not only did they get that, they get two back-to-back to start the game. So, boom, just like that, we're down. And right there, Raymond Epps in the second half takes over. We get to overtime and triple overtime. He scores the game winner. And history, Warren
led the all-decade team.
Yeah, Warrior Legends was made that night. When I talk about Warrior Legends, that was what a guy right there made of himself. So congrats to him. Moving on to the running backs, a guy named Ramir Elliott, Tristan Tante, those two right there. Another Mr. Football, Tristan Tante, could have been Mr. Football as well during his time here. Deontay Buckley, a guy that was just so close to making the top 50 list as well. I really hated leaving him off, but unfortunately it is what it is. J. Cole. J. Cole, this man, you put him in a Cracker Jack box and just put him out there, and he would kill you, and just he was an offensive weapon. I probably could have put him at running back, or at wide receiver, but he was like our very own version of a Darren Sproles, Alvin Kamara with the Saints. That's a guy, you get Tyreek Hill, you get him out there in open space, give him the ball and watch out, because he takes off, he flies, he's very tough, just did some outstanding things. He was basically Ramir Elliott before we had Ramir. And then you move on to Isaac Avant and Jason Holland, and those two guys right there, they did outstanding things as well. Jason Holland, I really like, because when the 2017 team needed a leader, he really stepped up and made some big plays after big plays, scored the game-winning touchdown. I want to say it was against Carmel, and we played a team from out of state that year, too. I think it was a team from Michigan. But, you know, he had a lot of big-time plays, gets overlooked a lot because he was behind Ramir Elliott, but he's definitely one of the – I have six running backs on here from the decade, so he's definitely one of the six best running backs of the decade that we had.
I mean, it is running back you here. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And I real quick, I remember the first time I saw J. Cole play.
Okay.
I remember I was watching in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in for a punt return against Cathedral. And I'm looking on my roster, like, who is this? He's not even listed.
Right, who was this eighth grader out here on the field?
Right. It's like they just thrown a jersey on this guy. Mm-hmm. And he was like a freshman they'd given out there to let go. Like, I have no clue who this guy is. And finally, I found him. By the time I found who it was, he'd done the spin cycle on the punt return, had juked a couple guys, and was out of there. I couldn't believe it. I said, oh, yeah, this kid's something.
He was special. He was very special. And it's one of those things to where if you're coming into the program now, you're going to hear the name J. Cole and be like, why is he special? Folks, find the film. I'm going to try and find some film of these guys and put it all together eventually and put it on there. But J. Cole is definitely one of the most talented guys of the decade. You put him, David Bell, Ramir Elliott, you put the ball in their hands, you watch out. You get your pop, like T.O. says, get your popcorn ready and just watch what they do with it. But, yeah, he was very special. He was very special. And when you have so many great offensive linemen come through the program like I have from this decade, you're going to have some talented guys at running back. Like Tristan Tonte, Tristan Tonte had, I think he had like 40, he scored 40 more points than the second leading person of that season, and that was David Bell. Like Tristan Tonte was everything for that 2016 team. Like, he was a boss hog when it came to the ball, man. That's tough as nails. And I know he just had a tough one this past week with his Marion Knights. They came up a little short in the national championship game, but he's going to do some great things next year as a senior. But right now, that's offensive weapons, quarterback, wide receiver, running back. You think I left anybody off?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. I mean, these guys, it's always a tough list to make, but when you break it down by position, I mean, these are the guys that instantly come to your head first.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Moving on here, and last group of offensive people I want to talk about, offensive X factors, okay, Dean Tate.
Absolutely.
Kobe Moore. Kobe, as a tight end, you know, I don't think he would have made it, but because of what he did this year, because of the way he stepped up into a situation, took hold of the offense, and really just excelled everybody's expectations, I felt like I had to have him on this list just off of that. This team doesn't go anywhere without Kobe Moore.
No, absolutely not. I mean, he was the one that still had to distribute the ball to the receivers. Mm-hmm. He was the one that still had to learn a new offense and figure things out on the fly. And you saw at the end of the year, started utilizing his legs a little more.
Yes.
He became a legit X factor.
Yes, and he grew up. Like, I don't think he understood the pressure or what it all took to be to lead a team like Warren Central as a quarterback. I've always said that being a quarterback at Warren Central is one of the most prestigious positions anywhere in high school football. Like, you can say you're a quarterback at, you know, Hamlin Heights or, you know, Carmel and stuff like that. People are like, oh, okay. You say you're a quarterback at Warren Central, oh, my God, you're talented. Because you got to be very talented to lead a group of athletes and a group of your peers like greats that have done in the past here. And Kobe Moore, he really did. And even down to the last play, the last game against Center Goal, he was still fighting. Mm-hmm. And that's all the heart I can really say, all I can say about Kobe is that he had so much heart, and just what he did was phenomenal. I'll always remember it. Dean Tate, another guy, when he stepped in when Jaden got hurt in 2017 and started playing a lot more quarterback. Oh, man. Another, just like J. Cole, you put the ball in his hands and watch out. He threw the ball very well, had some great weapons to throw to, like David Bell. He did some phenomenal things on here as well, was a great wide receiver, ran the ball very well as well when he was put in that position. Just all-around great talent. Tight ends, Montrez Stanley, I can't leave him off. Montrez Stanley, any other year he probably comes through Warren, he may win Mr. Football. Win Mr. Football. Zach Gegner won Mr. Football in 2013, scored the game-winning touchdown in the 2013 state championship game. Just a phenomenal all-around guy right there. Grew up a lot from his freshman year to a senior season. So that's always great. And a guy, you know, when I look at fullback position from this decade, there's only one fullback I can think of, and that's Dominic McFarland, man. Mack Truck is what I used to call him. You get the ball in his hands and like, oh my God, watch out, because he'll put people through walls if he has to get to that extra yard to get into the end zone. He was just very tough, man. There, outside of Darren Evans, when I think of great fullbacks in school history, Dominic McFarland is it right there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this was a guy that didn't need the ball to make a difference.
Correct.
He was the one. He was the lead block for Deontay Buckley.
Yes.
For a year, and just that. He was the guy that was getting things done in that 2011 year.
Yes, and you know, very unselfish, mm-hmm. very unselfish. Worked hard in the weight room. Worked hard with the coaching staff. Worked hard under Coach Sammy Williams. Did so many great things for our team. When you have a guy like that buy into your program, you love the kid. And I love Dominic so much. Mack Truck, man, that's an all-around great player for us. And that rounds out just about all the offensive skill players that I have here. I'm trying to think. I didn't leave anybody off. I can't really say much more about the guys I have on here. Congrats to everybody that made it. I know some of you guys may not have thought that you were particularly good or worthy of being on it, but trust me, if I put you on the list, you're worthy. Congratulations to you guys. And moving on, let's finish up the rest of the defense. This is what I really, really love here about our program. When I put together this list, I'm going across so many names, like, oh my God, I forgot about him. Oh yeah, I gotta have him. He was fantastic. And moving forward to linebackers, of course, we have the Tim Kimbrough's, okay?
Yep.
Georgia came calling for a reason.
Yep.
Nick Temple as well. Catrell Moss, okay? A guy that would go on to have over 300 tackles at Indiana State, one of their all-time best linebackers in program history.
And real quick, it's amazing how many times we end up saying that about Warren Central guys at the next level. Oh, well, they're one of the best defensive guys we've ever had, or they're one of the best running backs we've ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, they're from Warren Central.
Because when our guys get the opportunity to go to that next level, a lot of them have worked so hard, either in the classroom or on the field, to get recognized. They don't waste that opportunity. Like when Notre Dame would love to have a Sheldon Day on their team right now. Like, that's how great of a player Sheldon Day was for them. A two-time captain, okay? A four-year starter, a guy that came in and was a huge, huge player for them on a team that went to the national championship game.
Right.
So, like, when a guy like Sheldon Day, when a guy like David Bell, when a guy like Nick Temple and other greats get the opportunity to get to the next level, they're going to make the best of it.
Yep.
And talking about Nick Temple right there, a Mr. Football winner at linebacker, just all-around great leader for the team. And this is a guy that only had 1 year. I mean, his senior season was 2010, so he was right there at the beginning of the decade and just did so many great things as a senior, led the number one defense in the state that year. Just absolutely incredible. Kevin Minor, Christian Hastings off this past year's state championship team, just two outstanding guys. They both led the team in tackles. I don't know what else more you want me to say. Jordan Wallace, another great that was a part of the 2010 and 2011 team, ended up going to Indiana, and then just doing some great things there. But, I mean, these guys right here, this is, you know, talk about running back you, linebacker you. Man, we're all great position you right here, man. So nobody else can do this. Nobody else can do this, Logan, I'm telling you. All right? And then rounding off the list, Tyen Young, Damon Wesley. Damon's still doing some great things at, Grand Valley State. Tyen Young had a great career at Tiffin. These guys right here are just, there's all-around phenomenal players at linebacker for us. And, you know, they're all worthy of being part of the all-decade list. So congrats to those guys on making it. And then moving on to a group of guys that I really love, defensive backs, okay? this Javion Stanberry. Really, when I have this list, I'm not really putting it as the best ones. I'm just listing, okay, this one right here is, like, when I look at the offensive linemen, when I did that grouping, they weren't as, oh, this is the best offensive lineman. It's just groups of guys. But when I did the defensive backs, I did do it that way, all right? So Javion Stanberry, I feel, is the best defensive back of this decade. And the reason I say that is because Javion, for his height and stature, he was so technically sound, it's incredible. He never met a wide receiver he feared. I mean, just going up and battling with Richard Hamilton this past season, and just giving it his all against him. And Richard Hamilton was so frustrated at that game. This is a guy that would go on to win the Mr. Football at the wide receiver position.
Right.
Okay. He was so much taller and bigger than him. It was crazy. But Javion, lock. Nothing else. Was not getting it. I had to have him on here. Trey Moore, Leotis Moore III, is another one of those guys that was just like, before Javion Reed took over and did the things that he did, Trey Moore I consider to be the best, as long as Caleb Humphrey, who's next on here. Those two guys, very small, like Javion, but they made up with it with such great technique and such great footwork and toughness and physicality. They didn't let the bigger wide receivers bully them. I think it was Austin Turner, Carmel wide receiver, ended up going to UCLA. Trey Moore locked him down. No, you're not gonna do this. You're not gonna do that. You're not gonna have your way on the field with me. And that was it. And then moving on to Willie Eaton, Julius Brents, and what people call the GOAT, Wilmer Cole. These guys round out the top six defensive backs of the decade. And really, Willie Eaton had a phenomenal season this year at safety, but I felt like he was better placed as a DB from the time he spent there as a junior. Had a great interception in the state championship game against Carmel. Really stole a touchdown from him, really, and that was huge in that game. But Willie Eaton did great things. Juju, you see what he's doing at Iowa this year and so far through the first two seasons. And Wilmer Cole, I mean, the man went to St. Francis, became a two-time national champion, multiple Player of the Week award recipient as a senior. Just did so many great things there, but when he was here, he was lock as well. These six guys right here are some of the best that we've had this decade.
I agree with everything you've said, except...
Okay, give it to me.
I think Caleb Humphrey is the best defensive back that I have seen come through Warren Central. I remember calling games on the radio at 2012 year, and until someone gives me stats and proves me wrong, I only saw four completed passes ever on Caleb Humphrey. I only ever saw four, and I remember quarterbacks not even looking
his
way.
Yeah.
They said, oh, not looking to the left. There's Caleb.
Yeah, and you know what? You have a very – that's fine. That's because Caleb did – he was Richard Sherman shutting down one side of the field, and Javion, I feel like, was also – he also shut down the field, yeah. But quarterbacks took more. They took more shots at Javion because, I mean, look at him. Javion probably had three times the amount of balls thrown his way, for whatever reason during his career than Caleb did. But they're both very outstanding.
Absolutely.
Very outstanding. Caleb, when he returned punts sometimes he did some outstanding things with the ball as well. So you're right. Caleb Humphrey is definitely one of those guys that was lock, a blood belt wearer, yep, through and through, just all around great. I can't fault you there for saying he's still one of the best as you've seen from this decade.
But when you're talking about Stanberry and Trey Moore and Caleb Humphrey, you talk about those three, I mean, pick and choose,
yes,
who you think's the best.
Yes.
I mean, all those guys, like you said, they were absolutely locked down.
Absolutely locked down. And moving on here, safeties. Safety play here at Warren Central has been very special. When you think about all-time greats, you think about Jeremy Finch. But that was this That was two decades ago, 2010s, or 2000s, 2009. But looking at this decade, McKelty Williams was the best. I don't think anybody will argue with that.
I don't know. He played safety. He played quarterback.
He played wherever. You're right. I probably could have put him at the X Factor with the offensive guys.
He definitely did it all.
This tremendous, tremendous guy. But coming in and starting for our defense as a true sophomore, just did some outstanding things for us on that 2012 team. Had a great interception as a junior in the 2013 state championship game. What more do I need to say about McKelty Williams? I mean, Notre Dame doesn't come calling for just about anybody.
Exactly.
All right. So you got to be a talented player to really be able to go there and play. He showed it. He did his thing. Mr. Football winner as well. So congrats to him and all success that he's had. He just recently graduated from Northern Illinois University. So congrats to him working on going to the pros. So I know we'll be talking about him later. Also, and really what I feel is possibly the best safety combo in school history, Dejon Anderson, Michael Tutsi. When those guys were out there, it was very tough for offenses to really do much of anything passing the ball. They both made huge plays. Michael, with his very first game, the pick six that he had at Center Grove, right there. Dejon had so many great plays. The game-winning interception against Ben Davis in 2016. A game that really, when I think about it, is probably of all the games that Warren has had against Ben Davis from the decade. I could talk about the shutout game against them, 34-0, or us winning on a last play deflection in 2011. Or I could talk about, 2018's big win over them. But really, the 2016 game as a whole, when both teams came to play and it was a real rivalry game, mm-hmm. was possibly the best of the decade. And Dejon and Michael helped really make that game memorable for us because, they made the plays down the stretch to really win the game. Dejon had a huge interception in that game. Michael had tackles all over the place. So those guys right there really, they earned their right to be on this list, especially Michael after playing only one season here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and a couple guys like Michael Tutsi and McKelty Williams as well, those are guys that had lofty expectations. Mm-hmm. I mean, people kind of knew their name. People expected something out of them from the minute they stepped in the door.
Well, McKelty had been around the program for a while, either as a ball boy, right. Or, at the youth league, Tomahawks, his father was a coach here for a while as well. So he was always around. And then, you always hoped a guy could come in and step up and fill those big shoes. And McKelty did just that. Michael, after he spent his first 3 years at LC, he comes over here, senior season. I didn't know how well he would play over here for us. I hoped he would be able to play well. He comes out and just blows everybody's expectations right. through the roof. I mean, look at him now. He's a starting safety for the number one team in FCS, North Dakota State.
Right.
Last three games in the playoffs. Interception.
Yep.
Interception, interception, interception. His seventh interception of the season. He has two from last year where they won a national championship last year. So through his career, he has 9 interceptions. All right, they've not lost a game he's played in. The man is doing some phenomenal things, and it all started with his senior season right here at Warren Central. And then in and off the list, Randy Wells and Jordan Shine. Jordan Shine gets forgotten about because when he left here, he had an injury. He wasn't able to play at Purdue like he wanted to, but when he was here, he was a star.
So yeah, get your shine on, that's for sure. He was the guy.
Your shine on, okay.
He was the guy. And there are a couple guys, too, from the safety list that I'm going to throw out there.
All right.
I know they aren't on your all-decade list, but there are a couple guys that I love watching.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead. I want to hear some names.
I loved seeing Eric Robinson Berry
yes.
out there 2010. That was a guy mm-hmm. who was just a monster. And Jamal Bridges.
Those were a couple guys
that I love just roaming back there. Whenever, wherever, they could hit you, they could pick it off. they could do whatever. They were just the ultimate safety nets back there as well.
Jamal Bridges, one of my all-time favorites as well. I hated leaving him off the list. If there had never been, here's the thing, because they played so early in the decade, Eric Robinson Berry was 2010, Jamal was 2011, 2012. Let's look at the guys that played after. You have Michael Dijon and McKelty really outshine those guys. Mm-hmm. And it is what it is, and it sucks so much. But those were fantastic players for us. Eric Robinson Berry went on to West Kentucky, did some great things. He's living out in Vegas now, doing athletics, I believe. And Jamal Bridges is a fantastic player as well for us. But, you know.
Just so fun to watch.
It is.
Just so fun to watch him.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
And then rounding out the list here, you can't have a great team without guys that do special teams. Right? Special people play special teams. I have two kickers and a return guy, Jason Ramirez, a kicker on last year's state championship team. Skylar Nerig as well went on to do some great things at Wabash. And Eli Price is my return guy. The fastest guy in the state right now, fastest guy in the school at least. That's when you put the ball in his hands, he did some very special things. And like I said, he's a wide receiver, had the game-winning touchdown against Center Grove, could have had a huge play, punt return for a touchdown against Center Grove in the playoff game that unfortunately got called back. But he had a tremendous, tremendous career as a return man for us, had some great returns for a touchdown. The previous in 2018, this really probably the best return guy we have in a decade.
Absolutely, and I'm gonna throw a couple of other kickers out there for you.
Go ahead.
Obviously, Max Hernandez, we've mentioned, just does it all.
Yes.
He was great. But another guy that I liked, mm-hmm. Nick Cassidy, when laying the boom on guys on kick return.
Toe booter. Yes.
Loved it.
Yes.
Loved it as well. But,
you got to be from the old, that's 2010, 2011. Nick Cassidy was a kicker for us and everything like that. He did some great things. But, yes, he was definitely a stocky guy. You know, you talk about, hate saying this because it's a bad stereotype, but the fat kicker, you hate saying that. But, you know, he wasn't necessarily fat like an offensive lineman, but, man, he brought it. Like, he was,
like a Penn State kicker.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Or like you said, Max Hernandez. Again, like, you know, these guys for a while here, we were putting out bigger guys and make sure nobody got behind the line there and try to take one back on us. Nick Cassidy was definitely a great guy for us during his time here, man. I'm surprised you remember that name.
Come on now.
See, that's the reason why I have
you
on here, Logan.
That's
the reason why you can go back and forth with me. I love it. I love it. But you know what? This is when I made the list, you know, I see a lot of programs. You usually see colleges do it. You don't see a lot of high schools do this, especially big-time colleges do it, make their top decade team. And, you know, I was like, man, they're picking five offensive linemen, two running backs or two quarterbacks are doing first team. I didn't want to do all that. This team right here, you know, you're going to have guys, you know, from all 10 years, from all 10 teams that came through, they're going to be worthy. And like I said, I really feel like there's not a better collective of players from this decade that were that I didn't have on this list. And like all these guys right here, if we were to have all these guys on this team for this one season, just give me David Bell and those guys right there, you know, just for one more season, let's see, you know, Let's put it all together.
Just give me Jaden George, Ramir Elliott, David Bell on the 2012 team.
You know, let's get all these guys back together and let's do that. Let's take our all-decade team and put it up against like a Carl Moore, Ben Davis all-decade team. Let's see where that goes, all right? Put down Lucas, all right? Sell tickets for $100 a pop. We'll sell out the stadium and everybody be happy, man. I'll tell you that. But, these guys, we had a very special decade this year, man. When I think the four-peat year and winning the last title in 2009 is probably going to be the greatest decade in our program's history until we go on a bigger run than that. But the 80s and this decade are probably tied for the best in program history by success that we had on the field and what we were able to do, what guys were able to do after they left our program and really able to do and excel outside the program. I mean, there's a guy on here, offensive lineman, Darren Boss. I mean, he's on his way to being a doctor. Like, that's incredible, all right? Yeah. Have guys out here that have gone on to be actors, guys that have gone on to really excel in fields and in areas I never would have thought they'd be in.
Right.
And just really molding themselves into better young men. And a lot of it started by what they learned here from our coaches, and just previous players that came before them, man. So when I talk about this decade right here, it's just very special. I'm very glad that I was able to come in at the end of the decade to really be a part of it and really, you know, really get to know a lot of these guys as they're leaving.
Right.
Because if I hadn't done that, if I hadn't done this show, so many of these guys get forgotten about, which
right.
is something I don't want anybody in our program to ever feel like, you know, oh man, nobody cares about me anymore. That's not true. Because 20 years from now, somebody is going to look up at that wall at the 2018 team, like, man, who was that guy right there? Oh, that guy, that's Ron Gill. Why is Ron Gill special? Well, Ron Gill was one of the best defensive linemen in the last decade, the 2010, the 2019 decade. He was a starter on a team that went undefeated, had one of the biggest goal line stops in school history to send the team to the state championship, and would end up being defensive player of the year for his team, not by just by his peers, but by myself and True Warrior Football. Like, that's a guy I don't want people to ever forget about. And there's many people like this that have come through our program that have great stories that just need to be told, and that's the reason why I'm here doing what I'm doing today.
And that's why we love it.
All right, well, I hope many people love it right now. You know, I'm trying to get more people to go out there and vote for the Warriors Choice Award. Huge upset. The number one top seed, Kobe Moore to DeMarcus Brown, got upset in a triple threat match. Jaden Perkins had more votes for his defensive touchdown than...
Who
doesn't love a fat man touchdown?
Right.
But that was a huge play as well. I was very surprised. The reason why I was main surprised because the day before, 2 days before it, it was the first one to tie. Like, there was like 4 votes for each one. Like, you know what? We're going to advance both of them. We're going to put them into the final round. And sure enough, the play I thought was one of the biggest plays of the season, one of the biggest plays of the decade, gets beat by that. So, hey, that's what people voted on. That's what it's for. So, looking forward to, I think, hopefully I'll be done by New Year's. Yeah, I'll definitely be done by New Year's. So, it's fun, man. Doing this is fun. It gives people opportunity to, you know, root for what they feel is the best play and stuff like that, and vote for the people they like.
Absolutely.
You want to give one little fan interaction and stuff like that. So make sure you guys go out there and vote on Twitter, True Warrior Football, Twitter page right there. Make sure you follow us on Facebook. This video right here is going to be on YouTube here just in a few moments. Thank you once again, Logan. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Oh, man, it's been fun. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, Warrior Band, take us away.